Vayikra. I'd like to share with you two thoughts that are very special to the whole Sefer Vayikra and an important connection to Sefer Shemais. The logical place to begin is with the Ramban's Hakdama, his introduction to Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban will explain that Sefer Shemais is the book of Golus and Geula, and that it ends with the Shechina residing on the Mishkan, which is, of course, the zenith, the high point of Geula, explains the continuation here in Sefer Vayikra as follows. The Ramban writes, Tziva b'karbonais, God commanded us to bring karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash for the following reasons. She'yiu ha-karbonais kapara lehem. The karbonis are an opportunity for forgiveness. V'lo yigrimu ha-avaynais l'salak ha-shchina. And that Aveira should not cause the Shechina, which resides among Klal Yisrael, as we have learned at the end of Shemais, that Shechina should not leave, God forbid. The Karbonis are an opportunity to make sure that the Shechina remains in the Mishkan among Klal Yisrael. The Ramban explains this as a reason for the Karbonis. There are a number of difficulties. There are a number of difficulties with the very idea that the purpose of the Karbonis is so limited just to keeping the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. First of all, a carbon is called Re'ach Nechayach even before the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan were built. We already find it being a Re'ach Nechayach in the carbon brought in Parshas Bereishis, in Parshas Shemais, when Nayach brings carbonis. There we see clearly that carbonis come for better reasons, not just to remove a chesaron, but actually to provide a milo or a benefit. So this is a difficulty with the Ramban's position, that the reason is to keep the Shechina among Klal Yisrael. Secondly, there are numerous Gemaras that give reasons for the Karbonis. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin says, Heviu lefanai shnei halechem ba'atzeres, bring before me the shnei halechem on Shavuos, kidei sheyisbarchu lechem peiros hashanah, so that there should be a blessing among the fruits of the year. The Karbonis bring bracha. They don't simply prevent a chesaron, prevent the Shechina from leaving, but they actually bring specific bracha. Certainly a carbon taida, a carbon of thanksgiving, is more than just a kapara for an aveira. And therefore, these are difficulties that we have with the idea, the concept of this Ramban. I saw a beautiful answer brought in the name of the Shem Yishmuel. I thank the Sefer Iyunim B'Mikra for providing the Marah Makom. The Shem Yishmuel in Shnas Tuf Reish Ayin Vav says a beautiful Yisayid in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. And really, he explains something even more fundamental than the Karbanis. We find the name for the place of the Mizbeach and the Arin in the Chumash as being called the Mishkan. Later when Shlomo HaMelech built it, it's called the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. And actually these names are used interchangeably. Basuli Mikdash refers to the Mishkan. So that we have two names, Mishkan and Mikdash, used interchangeably, but nevertheless primarily in the Midbar being called the Mishkan, and in Eretz Yisrael being called the Mikdash. Now Avnei Nezer explains that each represents one function of the Mishkan Mikdash. The word Mishkan means Shechein, a place where there's a residing of one, of Shechina, where the Shechina resides among Klal Yisrael. The name Mishkan represents a place where the Shechina resides, and where Karbonis are brought as forgiveness, so the Shechina should not leave. And since in the Midbar, the Mishkan, and the fact that the Shechina came upon the Mishkan was, as the Ramban explained at the end of Shemais, an inyan of kapara for the Egel. So the primary name in the 40 years in the Midbar was Mishkan, something which began as a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Now, of course, the Mishkan is not only a place of kapara for forgiveness, and we have asked in our kashas and demonstrated from those Ma'ariv Makamos. It's also Mikdash, a place which brings Kedusha, higher and higher levels of Kedusha. She is Kachu B'nei Yisrael. of reaching higher levels of holiness and deserving a bracha and the teiris and the tvois hashana of a reach nechayach. For that, the name is Mikdash. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it was primarily for that. And therefore, the name Beis HaMikdash is used. But there is a dual purpose in this area called either Mishkan or Mikdash. The Ramban introduction is explaining the flow of Shemais de Vayikra, explaining what took place in the Midbar, and therefore his explanation is true for the Mishkan aspect of this place. A place to make sure that there is forgiveness and that the Shekhinah does not leave. But that's not it. It's also the Mikdash aspect. When we understand these two aspects, we can answer what appears to be a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam, in bringing a pasuk for this mitzvah, brings one pasuk in the laws of Beis HaBechira, and one in the laws of Hilchos Melachim. That is, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam brings a pasuk for Asuli Mikdash, Reshachanti, Besaycham. In the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, he brings a different pasuk, L'shechnai Sidrishu, Uvasa Shama. Two different psukim. But they're not different. I mean, they are different, but they're not a contradiction. They're the dual aspects. Vasuli Mikdash. Mikdash is the aspect of Beis HaMikdash. And L'shechnai Sidrishu. L'shechnai is a lashon of Mishkan. And both aspects are true aspects. And therefore, we have now a Chiddush Yesai. There's the Mishkan. There's the Mikdash. The place of Kapara. The place of reaching a higher and higher level of Kedusha, the two aspects of Avodas Hashem, the two aspects of this special place where the Shekhinah resides. Let's move on to a second thought, and this second thought I heard from Harav Avigdor Milezetzal. I heard it on the tape, a beautiful Yesaid, also a Yesaid in Sefer Vayikra. The Pasuk Shir HaShirim says, Uru Tzafayin Uvayi Seiman, which the Gemara translates to mean Uru Tzafayin Uvayi Teiman. When the Mikdash was built, or when the Mishkan was built, Uru Tzafayin, till now, Karbanis were only brought in the north area of the Mizbeach. Uvayi Teiman, and now they can be brought in the Dorim, or in the south side too. What does that mean? A guy can only bring a carbon ayla. Carbon ayla is shechted, is sacrificed in the north, in the Tzafayin. So Chazal Darsh, Uru Tzafayin, wake up that which was till now brought only as a carbon ayla, Ubayi Teiman. And now carbonis are brought anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, which refers to the other carbonis, to Shlamim, etc., which were brought by Klal Yisrael. A guy can only bring a carbon ayla. A Jew could bring a carbon which he can eat, from which he could eat, that is the Shlamim, the Taida, the Pesach. The significance of this, as he explained, is as follows. That a Ben Nayach only understands Kedusha, something that's purely spiritual. That is a carbon ayla. That's the way it is among the non-Jews, or those who don't have a deeper understanding of Avodas Hashem. They understand that something that's totally Kadosh is Kadosh, but that someone can make Olam HaZeh Kadosh, is eating Kadosh, is something which requires a much higher level. For that, only Klal Yisrael were privileged to bring a Shlamim, where their own eating becomes something of a higher Kedusha. So that, the Beis HaMikdash represents this higher level of taking pleasures of Olam HaZeh and being Mekadesh them. Something which requires a great effort to do. I once read in Uri Zohar's book, Uri Zohar being the great Baal Tshuva, the leader of the Baal Tshuva movement, who shortly after becoming a Baal Tshuva wrote and explained the feelings of secular Jews towards religious Jews. He wrote that a secular Jew can understand if someone is religious because he behaves in a way that separates himself from the pleasures of this world. Someone can understand that that's a higher level. However, someone who can enjoy the pleasures of this world and bring that to a higher level of Kedusha, someone who eats plenty of kosher food but makes a bracha and says now it's a mitzvah, or eats on Shabbos and Yom Tov and says the eating is a mitzvah, the pleasures of this world is a mitzvah, that's something that a secular person finds difficult to appreciate. And that's this idea of Uru Tzafayim Ubayu Teiman. Beis HaMikdash, a place where eating You eat the meat of the karbanis, the Gemara says, eat it in the geshmaka way. You're supposed to eat it with mustard. You're supposed to eat it in the way that you enjoy. Because you're elevating that noise of, I want to say, the Kedusha. That is the challenge of the Beis HaMikdash. So these are two ideas that give a deeper understanding of the whole parsha of the karbanis. Let me leave with a personal note. This week, I have the zechus to be part of a Navi Shir Siyum, as many of you are aware. I've been giving the Navi Shir most of my adult life, since before my 30th birthday, now 25 years. Rav Palm often shared the following vart of the Netziv in Sefer Vayikra. Every carbon that's kachim kachim is eaten only by kayanim. Yisraelim could eat kachim kalim. Every carbon of kachim kachim is eaten only for that day and the following night. Kachim kalim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. There's one exception, the carbon taida, the carbon of Thanksgiving. The carbon of Thanksgiving, which can be eaten by anyone, can only be eaten for a day and a night, which is really not a long time. Someone brought the carbon in the afternoon, he had the remainder of that day, and that night, to make sure all the meat of the carbon was eaten. Rav Palm asked why. Well, if every one of the kachim kalim is eaten a day and 2 days and a night, why is the taida different? And he answered as follows. A carbon taida is brought to express gratitude to the Rabbi Shalom. When someone brings such a carbon, we want him to invite as many, many people to share in his appreciation. So we tell him, you haven't got much time to eat it. You have the rest of the day, the night. Most people are not going to be interested in eating after midnight or after 10 o'clock. These are steaks, ribs of an animal. And therefore, make sure to invite as many people as you can. Haidah, Shvach, the Rabbeinu Shalom is supposed to be extended in Rav Am to as many people as possible to be one who is makir tov by expressing gratitude in front of many. This month of Shabbos, as many of you know, we are making a siyum in the palace on McDonald Avenue and Dittmas Avenue in Brooklyn. I know many of you listening are far away. Those who are close, I invite you to share in my expression of gratitude to the Rabbi Shalom, that he brought me to this point, the racham of Hagdolim, the source of my rebbeim, the source of my parents. And may it be that this gathering be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, chizuk to people to use Matzai Shabbos for Limud HaTorah. Of course, I will not end without a question. I have a question which begs an answer. The question is connected to next week, to Parshas Zachar. And I'm hoping someone will offer an answer which will be geshmak enough for me to share with you next week. The question is the following. We learn Parshas Zachar once a year. As the Chassam Sefer explains, Parshas Zachar would not have to be read dafka this week. The mitzvah is once a year to remind oneself of what Amalek did, because Shikra is after a year. Therefore, once a year we read the Parsha of Amalek, we remember what Amalek did and the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and before it's forgotten, the next year we read it again. The question is the following. What about a bar mitzvah boy, whose bar mitzvah, let us say, in the middle of the summer? Now he's missing Parsha Zachar. Some Sefer is saying, and I think we'll agree, that Parsha Zachar is not inherently a mitzvah of the month of Adar. For those of us who have a mitzvah long ago, it's fine. We could wait another week to do Parsha Zachar, because we still remember the Parsha Zachar of 11 months ago. But for the bar mitzvah boy, who now becomes mechuyev in mitzvahs, why is he not obligated to read Parsha Zachar now? Parsha Zachar, the Truma Sedeshin says, must be read min ha-sefer from the Sefer Torah. Every bar mitzvah boy at the time of his bar mitzvah should, l'chayra, have to read Parsha Zachar from the Sefer Torah or listen to it being read to be mekayim the mitzvah. He's missing the mitzvah from the day of his bar mitzvah to the first Parsha Zachar. Tzaruch Iyun Gadol. Please, someone send me a real geshmak ha-teretz so I can share it with everybody this coming week. A good and Shabbos to one and all.